copy, obtain.
This is Houston.
Roger, we're all up on the comm and ready to talk about the SPS.
Roger, Al. Dick Gordon's here, and he's been involved in hashing all of this out, and I'd like to have him read it up to you and argue with you about it.
Oh, we won't do that. Go ahead, Richard.
Hello, Dave. No argument. What are you doing way out there?
Oh, we're just sort of checking out the old limb, taking a look at the pretty scenery.
Okay, listen, we've been, as you might guess, been talking a great deal about P-40 procedures, and we do have some changes to talk to you about, and if you've got your GNN dictionary handy and page 5-1 where the P-40 thrusting goes, I'd like to go ahead and go through it and discuss it with you.
Okay, let's pull it out, Dick. Okay, we've got 5-1 out. Go.
Okay, Dave, right below the verify the SIM power down line there, I'd like for you to insert two lines, circuit breakers, SPS, pilot valves, two of them open. That should be a verify.
Okay, should be SPS, pilot valves, two open, verify.
And then the next line would be circuit breakers, EPS, group 5, two of them closed, verify.
Okay, CBAPS, group 5, 2 closed, verify.
Okay, right there in the same column underneath test caution and warning lamps, insert EMS function off, verify.
Okay, beneath test caution warning lamps, EMS function off, verify.
Roger, then the next line would be circuit breakers, EMS, main A and B, two of them closed.
EMS, A and B both closed.
Okay, Dave, that'll finish up that page. Next comments on page 5-2, where it starts in with a TVC check and prep. Second line, circuit breakers, SPS 10, vice 12 closed.
Okay, understand. CBS, PS 10, vice 12 closed. And those are the two pilot valves.
That's affirmative. Okay, page 5-3, at the 2-minute point, 58, with 2 minutes in parentheses, I'd like for you to scratch the line that says delta V thrust A, parent B, normal, and substitute circuit breaker, SPS, pilot valves, main B, closed.
Okay, CB, SPS, pilot valve, main B, closed, instead of the delta B thrust A and B to normal.
Okay. We got
okay, go ahead, we got it.
Okay, we got an Omni switch, just hang on. Okay, Dave, the next one is on page 5-4, and it's an insert where you get the flashing 99, below the line that says pro at TFI greater than 0 seconds. Insert delta V thrust A and B, two of them to normal. And we'll come back and discuss that in a minute. Okay, Dave, did you get that delta V thrust A and B, two of them to normal, right after the pro at the flashing 99?
No, we lost you on the comm there, Dick, at minus 2 minutes, and we verified we scratched the delta V thrust A or B to normal and substituted CBSPS pilot valve may be closed. That's the last we heard from you.
Okay, on page 5-4, I was just talking about that one where you get the flashing 99, and the line says pro at TFI greater than 0 seconds. Under that line, insert delta V thrust A and B, two of them to normal, and I'm sure we want to discuss that one a little bit.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Okay, after auto ignition pro at TFI greater than 0 seconds, insert delta V thrust. Did you mean A or B, or do you mean A and B, normal?
I mean at this time A and B, and we'll talk about different burns in this very subject a little later.
Okay, A and B, normal.
Okay, down the next paragraph where it's got the 0640 and the emergency procedures for the flashing 9740 for the SPS thrust fail, scratch the line that reads delta V thrust B paren A normal and insert circuit breaker SPS pilot valve main A closed.
Okay, stand by one.
Okay.
Okay, on the flash 97, scratch delta B thrust B parent A normal and insert CBSPS pilot valve B closed.
That was SPS pilot valve main A closed.
Is that right?
It was main A closed, Dave.
Okay, main. Right, sorry about that. Main A closed, right.
Okay, well, we're saying if you don't get an ignition on B, we want you to go ahead and use A.
Okay.
Okay, the next change is at 3 seconds. Scratch the line that says delta V thrust B paren A normal and insert circuit breaker SPS pilot valve main A closed.
Okay, at 3 seconds, scratch delta V thrust B A normal and insert CBS CB, SPS, pilot valve, main A, closed.
Okay, in the bottom of the page, this is applicable to LOI only, and it's 6 minutes into the burn. We want to line circuit breakers, SPS, pilot valve, main A, open.
Okay, at 6 minutes into the burn, SPS, pilot valve, main A, open.
Okay, and then a note there for Jim. At that point, we no longer want any PUGs manipulation for fuel balance.
Okay, understand. No PUGs after 6 minutes.
Okay, we'll talk about the reading for that in a second. I've got one more line in your P40 checklist, and then we can discuss some things. It's on page 5-5. It's in the cleanup column there, about halfway, well, almost to the pro. Underneath the line, it reads circuit breakers, SPS, pitch 1, and yaw 1 open. Insert circuit breakers, SPS, pilot valve, main B open.
Okay, beneath CB, SPS, pitch 1, yaw 1 open, insert CB, SPS, pilot valve, main B open.
Okay, that cleans up the checklist items. Take the easy one first. And the reason we want to secure bank A during the LOI burn at 6 minutes is so we can get a handle on the single bank performance, and we anticipate making all of the other burns with the good bank, bank B, with the exception of TEI.
Okay, that makes sense.
Okay, and I guess the other things we might talk about just briefly is that the procedures that we just gave to you are for LOI. For mid-course 4 and DOI, we'll use the same procedures, but we'll do it on bank B only. Single bank burn, we'll use the good bank, and we won't do anything with the pilot valve for main A or the delta V thrust A. We'll just go ahead and do these procedures, but not use bank A at all.
Okay, understand. We'll use dual bank for LOI and TEI, and all other burns will be on bank B only with no manipulation of the delta V thrust A switch.
Okay, and after we do our LOI and DOI, we should have some real good visibility into to bank B, and for Al's planning when he's up there by himself for the circ and plane change burns, we'll use normal procedures, the old procedures, delta V thrust B normal at TIG minus 2 minutes, with the exception that we will make those burns single bank and we will not attempt to use bank A.
Oh, okay. Well, then we've got three groups, and when Al's solo, he's going to use single bank B, just like he's always done with the circuit breakers. I would CB, SPS, pilot valve B in at the beginning of the procedure. Is that right?
That's correct. And for TEI, the only change we'll probably make to the procedure we just passed, we'll probably let bank A, we'll probably leave bank A in the burn until we get down to about 5 seconds to go. And the reason for this, if something happens to the banks, then we're within our RCS capability for mid-courses.
Okay. I guess, we can press on here, but we'll probably talk it over with you before each burn anyway, too.
Yes, I'm sure we will. And I guess the thing to talk about now is our reasoning, our thought processes on having you proceed at 5 seconds and then having Al throw on both delta V thrust switches right after that, and let me go through it and let you think about it then. The reason we want to do that now, even though we do have a great deal of confidence in bank B, with the SPS engine thrust light, we have no visibility into that system as long as that light is on. And if for some reason, since we do have a suspect system here in A, we don't want to take the chance with B, and when that thing fires off, We want you to be on a good guidance. You won't have to do anything as far as your guidance is concerned. You can continue the burn and press on, even though it may have ignited prematurely. It does require a procedure change, and I think you and Al think about how you might handle this and come back to us. But those are the reasons we didn't want to turn either Delta V thrust on earlier than the point where you'll get good GNN guided burns.
Okay, that sounds like you've been doing some good deep thinking on it all. That fits pretty well, Dick.
Okay, Dave, we'll let you guys think about those. Hang on.
Dean Houston. Houston.
Okay, we've got signal strength back also. Dick, go ahead.
Okay, Dave, I guess we might talk about MCC-4 just a little bit. We haven't really gone into this too deeply. We haven't gone into MCC-4 too deeply yet. Right now, it looks like it's a delta V of about 4.2, and our intentions are at this moment to make that single bank burn with Bank Bravo, and if something happens there, we're looking at possibly finishing that up with RCS, but we're not definite on that and just want you to kind of have a feel for it.
Okay, that makes sense. I guess we've got one point here in looking at the post-ignition sequence on the LOI burn. In order to monitor start transients and retain Al's capability to take over in case we have a gimbal hard over at start or something like that, perhaps it might be better to push that circuit breaker, the SPS pilot valve main A, closed as soon as we get ignition. And then that would enable Al to get back over in a THC in case he's got a problem there. How about that?
Okay, we did discuss that a little bit down here about that time, we felt that we'd like to have the engine stabilize out to guidance any engine on bank B before he even goes over and tries to get that pilot valve circuit breaker in. That'll give us visibility on the DSE dump on how bank B is performing.
Okay, then why don't we move it down sometime past 3 seconds, a little later. How would that fit you?
Well, we discussed that one too, and 5 seconds was used. What would you like?
Well, 5 seconds sounds a tad better than three. It gives us a chance to get stable in here and gives Al a chance to take a look at what kind of start gear engines we've got.
Okay, Dave, I guess our discussion around here, we had proposed five at one time, and it was a change to your normal procedures of putting the other bank on. So I guess it's really your choice in this regard. 5 seconds is just as good as three.
Yeah, okay. Well, Al made the point that it's all changed anyway, because normally I bring on bank, the second bank, in 3 seconds, and he doesn't have to worry about it. He's concentrating on the start transients and everything. So it's a complete change at any rate, and I think it might be a tad better to go to the 5 seconds with Al on the circuit breaker.
Okay, that sounds good to us. Yeah, Dave, the point's being made that it can be even longer than that if you really feel like you need it.
Okay, well, we'll shoot for 5 seconds, and if Al feels uncomfortable about the start transients and wants to hang on to the T-handle, I think that ought to be his option.
I couldn't agree more.
Okay.
Okay. Carl's got some things here, I guess, on the LEB lighting and stuff, and my question to Al is how he wants to handle the timing if he doesn't have that LEB timer for P24s and those good things that he's doing.
Just a minute.
Okay, we don't need an answer now. Carl's got some things on that. We can use this as a discussion period, I guess.
Okay.
Dave, I'm going to go get dinner. We'll talk to you later.
Okay, thanks a lot, Dick. Appreciate it.
Okay, we'll be looking at you.
Good.
This Apollo Control at 59 hours, 20 minutes. That was astronaut Dick Gordon, the commander of the backup crew for Apollo 15, passing up to Dave Scott changes in procedures for the service propulsion system maneuvers. The P-40 checklist he referred to, P-40 is the SPS thrusting program in the computer.